Hello and welcome back to the PAL, Pirkei Avos Learning with Reb T, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. This is Reb T. All previous seasons and episodes can be found at www.anchor.fm/Reb T, that's A-N-C-H-O-R. .fm/REBT. We are in 5-2. We are in Hey Bet, talking the number 10. Asara Doros me Adam the Ad Noach. There were 10 generations from Adam to Noach. Lahodia Kama Erech Apaim Lefanav, to show how much patience exists before him. Shahakol Hadoros Hoyumach Isin Uvatin Ad Shehevi Aleim Es Meha Mabum. For all those generations angered God increasingly until he brought upon them the waters of the flood. Asara Doros Minoach Viar Avram, they were 10 generations from Noach to Avram. Lahodia Kama Erech Apaim Lefanav, to show how much patience exists before him. Shakol HaDoros Hoyumach Isin Uvain, for all those generations were increasingly contemptuous before God. Ashaba Avram Vikibal Alav Sechar Kulam, until Avram came and took upon himself the reward for all of them. Again, this is through the Yad Avraham commentary with the help of Art Scroll. Don't mind the laundry in the back. Sorry about that. Just wanted some quiet, but a little bit of the machine keeping us company. So we're talking the number 10. These 10 generations are enumerated in Genesis, and include Noach, it's Adam, Shes, Enosh, Canaan, Mehalel, Yered, Chanoch, Mesushelach, Lemech, and Noach. The purpose of that enumeration is not merely historical, rather it's to teach us the lesson, an important lesson, regarding the extent of God's patience, which gives a person and his progeny every opportunity to repent their sinful ways, as Meiri and Derech Chaim explains. It's meaning that God waits patiently for the sinner to repent, and that's explicit in the 13 attributes of mercy, but even so, it's to show how long this patience lasts, up to 10 generations, a duration of over 1,500 years. That is how much patience exists before him, as Tiferes Yisrael and Tosfos Yom to point out, because they all angered God increasingly. Although the Mishnah makes reference to all these generations, the primary intent is that of Enosh, the grandson of Adam and On, when the service of God was largely abandoned and replaced by idolatrous ways, as Meiri Medrash Rabbah Tana Dveilio points out. Nonetheless, the first generation, Adam and Chava, committed the original sin by eating from the tree of knowledge, and Cain, in the second generation, introduced murder to the world when he killed his brother Hevel. Thus, indeed, all of these generations acted grievously before God, as Magen Avos points out. Till the flood came, as much as God waits patiently for the wicked to repent, should they fail to repent, their eventual retribution is inevitable. Ultimately, nothing escapes the divine judgment. Thus, the Mishnah teaches not only the extent of God's great patience, as evident from these 10 generations, but also the inevitability of eventual punishment for those who do not repent, as demonstrated so dramatically by the flood. The Gemara explained in Baba Kama, anyone who thinks that God waives the punishment of sin without repentance, his life will be waived, as Magen Avos points out. We also see another lesson. The seemingly endless oppression of our people throughout this long and bitter exile might cause some to wonder if God will tolerate such wickedness and cruelty forever. Is there no end to his patience, no limit how long he will allow this to continue? The lesson of our Mishnah is an emphatic no. God will not hold back forever, but will eventually and inevitably exact punishment in full upon the wicked, just as he brought the flood at the end of these 10 generations. May this be speedily in our days, as Rav, Rav Yonah, Magen Avos, and Tosfos Yom Tov point out. 10 generations from Noach to Avram. Avram is a fantastic figure in all of Tanakh, one of my favorite figures in all of Tanakh, especially in the entire Bereishis. He was the first one to officially recognize God. He was the one to have the essence of kindness, which I feel somewhat of a connection to. His Mida, his trait, which I feel like we could all learn from. And he was a fantastic person, was able to bring so many people close to Hashem, probably through Chesed and through all the wonderful things that he was able to do. So these generations are counted exclusive of Noah, since he was already included in the first set of 10 generations. They begin really with Shem, his son, Nachas mentioned to carry on what was previously mentioned. And these are the 10 generations: Shem, Arpachshad, Shelach, Aver, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nachor, Terach, and Avraham. To show how much patience, here to teach us a lesson, sorry about the jungle there, regarding the patience God employs with dealing with sinners. However, in contrast to the first 10 generations who were eventually destroyed, these latter 10 generations were saved in the merit of the righteous Avram who emerged from them. This reveals a further level of patience. Patience designed to avoid destruction, avoiding the time when all can be saved. Awaiting the time when all can be saved. As Tosfos Yom Tov and Derech Chaim show, God waited so long because ultimately he wants the wicked to be saved through repentance rather than being destroyed, as Rashi depicts. For all these generations were contemptuous before God. These generations as a whole acted contemptuously as exemplified by their attempt to unify against heavenly control through the building of the Tower of Babel, the rebellious kingdom of Nimrod, and the wickedness of the people of Sodom. Of course, there were people who stood out in the righteousness like Shem and Aver, but as a whole, the generations were contemptuous before Hashem. But Avram came and took the reward of all. Avram's fantastic. He came into an idolatrous world that had forgotten about his creator and his service. Not only did he dedicate himself to serving the creator, but he took it upon himself to fulfill all the righteousness that his and the preceding generations had failed to do. He therefore justly took all the reward which would have given to those generations had they been righteous, as depicted by Rav Rav Yonah Magen Avos. Also, Avram taught his generation to correct their ways and act righteously, because it says in Genesis, and the souls that he made in Haran, some people think that means that he actually converted them and made them into Gerim and Gioruses with his wife. Avram was therefore rewarded not only for his own good deeds, but for the righteousness of his entire generation as well. As Rashi and Meiri and Machzervitri point out, and the reward referred to is the portion allotted to each person in the world to come, some point out, shall they prove to be righteous. And these rewards to Avram is in keeping with the principle taught in Gemara Chagiga that every person has two potential portions, one in Gan Eden and one in Gehenim. When a person merits, he takes his portion and his peers in the Gan Eden. When he becomes guilty and he's wicked, he takes his portion and his peers in Gehenim. See Beis Halevi and Noach for further elaboration. But here, that this could be in this world as well, he got some reward for that. Has the generations been meritorious, they would have been included in God's people, would have partaken to some degree in receiving Torah and providence, would have been raised to the heights of sanctity and prophetic revelation, but their contemptuous behavior caused them to lose all of this. It was upon Avram and his descendants alone that all this divine goodness was bestowed. The ethical lesson to be learned from all this is how appropriate it is for a person to increase his efforts in Torah and mitzvahs so as to compensate for the rest of the generation who may not be doing so. He should know that his actions can sustain the world as a whole, and that he will be rewarded not only for his own deeds alone, but commensurate to the reward destined for the entire generation, as depicted by Magen Avos. We have to do what we can, when we can, as often as we can, to be inspirational for ourselves and for those around us. We have the unique ability to use our talents, our abilities, and our capabilities to inspire others and to help others. I always say, there never was a person like you, there never is a person right now like you, and there never again will be a person like you. You are unique, your own individual, your own person that was never here before, never around anyone else but you, not in the future. That's why we say, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. But don't let it get to your head. Don't get arrogant and contemptuous because of it. You still have to think, I am but dust and ashes. God made the world for me because I have a unique role with special capabilities never given to anyone else. And then I still am only a peon in the universe. So that's why we have to take our talents and abilities. Whatever you think you could do, you should be doing it. Especially in these crazy days with this whole world upside down, topsy-turvy. You got to make your mark. Do what you can now. That's why I felt such an impetus to do all of these shows with the Daf Yomi and the Pirkei Avos lesson and the Parsha lesson and the OT. those were things I really felt connected to. I love to be able to try to use my voice, to use the radio, to try a little bit to help the world a little bit in our own little Dalit Amos. But you have to take what you can to do your version, to be Tikkun Olam, to help repair the world, fix the world, whatever way you can. Avraham was able to influence the entire world, and he was one person. But look at what happened because of him. You too may be one person, but look what may happen if you can do so as well. Join us next time as we continue here in the PAL. We're going to talk about 10 trials that Avraham had to go through. The fantastic character Avraham here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.